So just as we predicted, Congress gets back in session in 2011, and the House immediately votes to repeal the health care reform bill. And of course, we all know that this is a bit of a show because we got two other bodies of government that does not look like they're going to repeal it, but it at least gives us a chance to have a discussion about this. And so, as we know, this health care reform all comes down to, is health care a right or a privilege? Okay? So most countries around the world that have health care have decided that health care is a right, that everyone should have it, no matter what. In the United States, we've not been about that. Our system of health care has been one of a privilege. Back when I went to the pediatrician with my mom, we didn't have any co-insurance or forms. My mother wrote the pediatrician a check. And I could go to a fancier pediatrician, or I could go more often to the pediatrician if I had the money to do that. Health insurance was really devised to support those catastrophic things, hospitalizations, car wrecks, this sort of thing. It wasn't meant to cover the day-to-day maintenance of health care. And of course, this evolved over time. Now that our medicines became more expensive, and you know the whole story, health insurance broadened to, instead of being something for that panic moment when some terrible thing happens, it became sort of maintenance for us. It became our day-to-day livelihood. If you had a job, you got health insurance with it. It started to become a right of the employed. But we then didn't take care of those that didn't have health insurance, except we did. If you don't have health insurance in the United States today, what happens? You show up at my emergency room, and we'll take care of you. Who pays for that? We all do, in the cost of our health care on the other side. We have 40 million people who are uninsured in the United States. That is, the entire country of Canada is uninsured in the United States. And what the health care debate is about is how to take care of those people. So we're a nation about self. We're not about others all that much. We're debating between freedom and government oversight. It's really what it comes down to. Okay, so you have the freedom to not have health insurance. Fine, okay? But then it's my job, those who have health insurance, to rescue you when you fail. So we give you the freedom to fail, but if you then do fail, we catch you on the other side. So if we really want, you know, nobody to have, you know, if health insurance is a privilege and we don't force people to buy it, then how are we going to catch them? Are we just going to say, forget it, you can't come, you were stupid, you didn't buy health insurance, therefore you can't come into my hospital? Or are we still going to catch them in some way? And this is really the balance that we are struggling with in our country. I actually thought, now that I've really drill down on it, the forcing of purchasing of insurance was a balance between freedom and having it be some government oversight. You had the choice of what kind of health care to buy, and if you had to buy it in order to consume the product, but you didn't get forced to have some government health care insurance. So it was a balance between the two. And so what are we going to do with those people who are out in the cold? Are we going to just leave them out in the cold and not provide them health care because that was their choice, therefore making health care a privilege? Or are we going to make it a right so that everybody gets access to it? And if that's the case, how are we going to cover that? So if we leave people out in the cold, are we going to rescue them or not? Are we going to say you can come into our emergency rooms or aren't we? And that's the balance between freedom and government oversight, a fundamental discussion that we're having here in Washington on health care reform. You need to make up your own mind on where you stand on this. Thanks. John Marshall for Medscape.